Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, October 16th, and the Nets and the Pistons tonight, the debut for the season of
Detroit Basketball!
That's right, this is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for the listen. Want to say what's up to the new listeners, ready for the new season here, and I know many of you are dropping in for the first time. I know the regulars are out there too, spreading the word, so I appreciate that. A little background about me for those who are not familiar: I'm a Royal Oak guy. Went to Central Michigan and always knew that I wanted to be a sports writer like Mitch Albom and announcer like Ernie Harwell my whole life. So I'm here doing that back at home. I was moved to Port Huron for 4 years out of school, worked at the Times Herald there, worked for 4 years at the Springfield News Leader in the Ozarks of Southwest Missouri, and then moved down to the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, lived there for 3 years on the beach, drinking rum, covering sports, went to the Olympics in Rio for a month in August of 2016, then moved out to Chicago for a couple years, covered the NBA there for a little bit for the Associated Press and also a few other freelance clients. And I moved back here this summer a couple months ago now, and I'm pretty excited to bring the season of Detroit Pistons basketball to you guys here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. You can expect some fair analysis all season, tilted, of course, with a little bit of a homer edge for your Pistons pleasure. Some great guests throughout the year, interaction with listeners. That's right, you guys are the stars of the show, so we need you to step in and knock out your opinions and your analysis, your jokes, your ideas for topics, your contribution to topics as well. I'll be spending a lot of time around the team as well. I'm heading to practice on Friday for the Detroit News. I'll be at both games next week at Little Caesars Arena for the Associated Press, in addition to another practice squeezed in there on Wednesday for the Detroit News as well. So I'll be up around the team quite a bit, so some inside access, some good sound bites, some good interviews for you guys coming as well. And I need you guys to spread the word like you have been. So thanks for that, and continued appreciation for you guys for telling the Pistons fans in your life about the daily Detroit Pistons podcast, Locked On Pistons. Today, we're going to be scouting the Brooklyn Nets, the other team in tonight's NBA regular season matchup as the season gets going. I was at the last game, by the way, October 11th, the last time the Pistons played a game that mattered, and that was in Chicago. I was there. Now, that was 6 months and 6 days ago, more than half a year. And I'm going around the internet also today finding out all the preseason prognostications about the Pistons from the experts that I can find. We'll share the highlights with you. We're taking notes this season, experts, and I've got some of your picks too that you sent in the email. Please keep those coming along as well. Your top eight seeds in the Western Conference, your eight seeds in the Eastern Conference as well, the conference finals picks, who's going to beat who in how many games. Also do that for the NBA finals as well. Send those along to Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. We'll do a little contest towards the end of the season, depending on who does the best with the picks, and give out a prize there as well. And we're also going to be taking notes on myself. I'm going to get out my picks for the season at the end of the show. And I know that the season already started technically on Tuesday night, but we will still be giving out their preseason predictions. But give me a follow on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Lockdown Pistons Twitter account, and give us a follow and a like on the Facebook page at Lockdown Pistons-MattShook. But is your company looking for a new way to reach customers? Your company could be mentioned right now here on Lockdown Pistons on this podcast. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors that they hear on their favorite podcast. Our demographic is 98% males with more education and earning power than your traditional media audiences. Have your company sponsor Locked On Pistons? Go ahead and email me at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more details about that. But did you watch the games on Tuesday night? TNT had the doubleheader of the openers. I'm taping this late on Tuesday, but during the Golden State Warriors game, if you're a regular listener, you know that I'm pretty anti-Warriors, just not impressed with that team. And the Durant thing, I'll never drop the Durant thing. That's just me. We'll deal with it. I promise not to dwell on it too much for all of you who are completely over and forgiven and moved on with Kevin Durant. And since Russell Westbrook's not playing tonight for the Thunder, it means it's probably going to be a blowout, and I'm not going to be watching that one. But tonight, finally, the Pistons are in action, a 7 o'clock tip-off at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. The Brooklyn Nets are in town. A little bit of preseason buzz about the Nets if you've been following some of the experts, although I think that's more about how bad the East is than any real excitement about Brooklyn, who actually has their first-round pick this year. They didn't trade all those trades they made with the Celtics and lost all those first-round picks that ended up being really good ones. Now that they finally have paid the piper for those, and they've got their picks going forward. So really, incentive for them to be bad this season after being bad with no incentive over the last few years. But the Nets, they're really the true disciples of the modern NBA. They've been hoisting threes with the best of them over the past few seasons. And that's another thing that the old listeners know about. I'm not a huge fan of some of the aspects of the modern NBA. And I think it'll be a big part of some of the talking points early on in the season in the NBA discussion as a whole. We've already heard Stan Van Gundy last year talk about that a little bit with the Pistons. And now we see teams like your Detroit Pistons and now also the Milwaukee Bucks. We talked to Eric Name on Tuesday's show from Locked On Bucks. He says that they're going to be throwing up all sorts of threes there too. And I kind of agree with SVG. He says, I don't know how fan-friendly it is for guys to be throwing up three-pointers all game long. Is it really fan-friendly to watch teams shoot 30-plus threes in a game? Is that interesting to you? And I know it's a separate discussion from, is it the right thing for teams to do? I believe it is the right thing for teams to do. The math works, and I buy it. But as a viewer, do you want to see the best athletes in the world doing things that guys and girls of any size can do? To me, it's debatable. Now, there are some forms of it that are very good and even great to watch, you know, a nicely spaced out court if you can appreciate that. And when it's an up and down, fast-paced game, like there were times during tonight's Boston and Philly game on TNT when it looked like a really fun game out there, two teams that didn't look like they needed much time to shake off the rust at all, really going after each other. But anyways, a larger discussion that I'll bring up probably too much this season is, are you enjoying watching this? Are you enjoying watching teams throw up 30, 40 three-pointers a game when these are the best athletes in the world doing things that you and I could possibly do if we put enough practice in? But back to Coach Kenny Atkinson's team out in Brooklyn, 28-54 last season, real bad. 11 games behind the Pistons, who, as we know, painfully, were a very disappointing team last year. And coming into Detroit, this is not the same team that was here last week for the preseason game a little over a week ago in downtown Detroit. Damari Carroll had ankle surgery on Tuesday, the day before the season started, so he'll be out at least a little bit of a while. Certainly won't play tonight, even though he did play, like I said, just last week in a preseason game at LCA. And Alan Crabb, another guy who did play in that game, he hurt himself in that game, actually, against the Pistons in the preseason game. The ankle that he turned, he has not played since. So those two of Brooklyn's best players are out. And I'm predicting a big year from Jared Allen, the second-year center, but everyone else pretty much is too, so it's not like I'm going on a limb there. He's going to be a beast in year two. He's a great athlete down low, real good jumper. He's going to get a lot of rebounds and block shots. They've got Caris LeVert from Michigan, as we know, D'Angelo Russell, Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, old friend Spencer Dinwiddie, Joe Harris, and skinny Jared Dudley is back after hiatus of a couple years where we had fat Jared Dudley there, so he must be trying to get some more contracts. In the offseason, they drafted the dude Musa from Bosnia, the skinny 19-year-old. He's likely going to be a project and not much of a contributor this season. So like I said, throwing up a lot of threes. So obviously a team that can knock down some of those threes if they get hot, certainly dangerous. They won't play a lot of defense. Should be a win for the Pistons. Let's put it out there. And Vegas agrees the Pistons are 5-point favorites going into this one. And I'm going to predict a win. I won't do it every game. I won't throw up a prediction every single game. But I'm pumped up about the Wednesday night game here. And I think that the shorthanded Brooklyn Nets might be in trouble with the Pistons ready to uncork something on them here to start the regular season. After Brooklyn, the Pistons are in Chicago on Saturday for a matchup with the Bulls at the United Center. And then home next week for Philly and Cleveland, respectively, Tuesday and Thursday. Another note, by the way, the rookie scale team options are coming in fast and furious around the league. Teams like Brooklyn have already picked up their options for Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, as mentioned. And one team that has not yet picked up those options are your Detroit Pistons. Now, we know that Luke Kennard going into his second year will be a formality, that the Pistons will pick up his third year before the October 31st deadline. But not so much of a formality for Henry Ellenson, who's going into year three here. My bold prediction from last week was that Detroit won't pick it up and let him be a free agent after this season. So they have the option of picking up about a $2.8 million option for year four for Henry Ellenson that they have to do before Halloween night in order to hold on to him for his rights into next season. But they do have the opportunity to not pick that up before then and let him walk after the season. We will find out, like I said, before October 31st, what the Pistons really feel about the future of Henry Ellenson. His decision time is coming very soon, but they might wait until the end of that deadline and see if Henry's able to show them something in the first couple weeks of the season. But next, we're going to talk about what the experts are saying about how the Pistons will do this season. But I know that you're not listening to this podcast just for the talk about the Detroit Pistons. So guys, let's talk about the sex. Good sex. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. I got it for you. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. B-L-U-E. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they are chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. And we've done this read before, so you know that probably the best time is right before you fire up that Locked On Pistons podcast. Knock out that Blue Chew just in case the moment arises, right when the best time of your day turns into the really, really best time of your day. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. And we certainly know a thing or two about awkwardness here doing the Blue Chew reading for the Locked On Pistons podcast. They are made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than a pharmacy. All you can ask for right there. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. Again, that's BlueChew.com. And get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. All you got to do is pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Pistons podcast. But also check out on Twitter, on a awkward transition here, the Locked On NBA Net Twitter account. That's Locked On NBA Net is all new, and all the Locked On experts are all on one feed, so give that one a follow. Every NBA team is covered. Every local angle is covered. It's the ultimate Twitter follow for an NBA fan. Give it a follow there. The local experts and every team all in one Twitter feed. Follow the handle Locked On NBA Net to get the ultimate in NBA Twitter.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on in the show, I will have my picks for the upcoming season. But you'll sense a theme here when we talk about the national picks. I went around the internet and found all the national picks that I could find. And like I said, you'll sense a theme as the Pistons are kind of held out of all the interesting lists and all the interesting things to talk about. And for ESPN's predictions, they had 21 voters do all sorts of voting on all the awards for the end of the season. And no Pistons votes for Rookie of the Year, as one might expect with a team that didn't have a first-round draft pick. No Dwayne Casey votes for Coach of the Year. Tough to win that one 2 years in a row, as one might imagine. No votes for Defensive Player of the Year. No votes for Sixth Man of the Year, although one for former Piston Spencer Dinwiddie of the Brooklyn Nets. No votes for the Pistons for Most Improved Player of the Year, although there was two votes for former Piston Tobias Harris of the Los Angeles Clippers. And, of course, no votes for Most Valuable Player for any Detroit Pistons there. Not unexpected for any of those things. Nothing for any of the experts saying the Pistons will reach the Eastern Conference Finals, although every single writer that ESPN tabbed for that vote said that the Celtics would be in the Eastern Conference Finals against either Philly or Toronto, although not one of those writers pegged Milwaukee or Indiana to be in the Conference Finals for the Eastern Conference. So zero love for the Central Division there. And by the way, 18 of the experts said that the Warriors will three-peat as NBA champions, but two of them, Bobby Marks and Andre Snellings, said that Houston will win the title, even though most experts, I believe, out there think that Houston took a little bit of a half step back in this offseason, replacing guys like Trevor Ariza with guys like former friend of the Pistons, James Ennis. And by the way, one of the experts, the only one of the experts that didn't pick Golden State or Houston to win was friend of the show, Chris Herring, of 538.com, an ESPN microsite who we had on our show last year. Chris Herring says that the Celtics will win the crown. And I don't think that's too crazy of Chris to say that, by the way. And moving on with some of the other national predictions out there with the Pistons, Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre of ESPN.com, I think those guys have a midday show as well. They ranked the Pistons as the number 19th ranked team in terms of TV guide drama, in terms of if you're looking at the NBA as a bunch of TV programs to watch. The Pistons were the 19th ranked team in terms of drama. It sounds like those guys were intrigued with Blake Griffin's potential on the offensive end, so we'll see how that translates with their prediction there. James Edwards III of The Athletic threw out a bunch of survey questions to all the NBA writers on The Athletic, the new website that's popped up that hopefully you guys are subscribed to if you're serious NBA fans. Some notable things about the Pistons, and there were not very many notable things about the Pistons, despite the fact that the Pistons beat writer started up that survey and ran the whole thing. And I'm not making a knock towards James on that anyway, either. Like I said, it's universal that the Pistons aren't really mentioned too much in a lot of these league-wide surveys, talking about predictions and things like that. Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic, who writes about the Bulls for The Athletic Chicago, and I got to spend a lot of time with him when I was covering games in Chicago. He's a big Michigan fan, by the way, so give him some love on Twitter, Darnell Mayberry. He says that Detroit is the team that he thinks will be better than you might think. So he thinks that the Pistons are a team to watch, especially given that they have two All-Stars kind of fronting the roster there. By the way, two of the deans of sports writing in the NBA, Zach Lowe of ESPN.com and Mark Stein of the New York Times, formerly of ESPN.com, both of those guys have the Pistons in the playoffs as the eighth seed. So Zach Lowe and Mark Stein both think the Pistons are the eighth-seeded team in the playoffs. We're watching some of the Ringer NBA content, Bill Simmons' site there that he has. They had the NBA wins pool, and each person that was – it was like a rotisserie draft. You draft an NBA team, and you add your three NBA teams together of the eight or so. I guess it must have been 10 groups of teams that picked those eight groups. And Joe House ended up picking Memphis over Detroit in the Ringer wins pool, which I thought was the one most egregious one of all the Pistons, people who passed up the Pistons. The Pistons actually went 21st in that wins pool draft, despite being 18th, according to Las Vegas, in the over-under for wins. So Vegas says that the Pistons will have the 18th highest win total, and the Ringer, which is and I like Bill Simmons. I ride or die with Bill Simmons still. But when you watch some of these videos that these guys put up for the NBA previews, it's just a bunch of hipsters dressed in ridiculous clothing talking about the NBA in a ridiculous way, in a different way and in a good way in a lot of ways. And it's entertaining, but it's just it's kind of ridiculous, especially in my old 35-year-old mind. So the Ringer, a bunch of those hipster NBA fans don't believe in the Pistons as much as the Las Vegas numbers do. Now, Dan Devine, who is a veteran writer, wrote for Yahoo Sports, and now, like within the last few days, just joined the Ringer. He says that Detroit is he ranked them Detroit as one of the six high variance teams in an article that he did for the Ringer website. And high variance meaning that they are expected to win a certain amount of games, but it could be a lot lower than that, or could be a lot higher than that. So it sounds like, now, if you read the write-up that he did, it sounds like he's pretty bullish on the chances for the Detroit Pistons to be a lot higher than that 38.5 over-under win game total that the Pistons have in Las Vegas right now. And by the way, Yahoo, which is where Devine came from, the first preseason piece that I found from Yahoo that I was searching for some of the predictions was from Ben Rohrbach, who ranked the 30 NBA teams, and I quote, on a scale of rational to delusional based solely on each team's most irrationally confident quote. So I tried to actually read that story and pass along to you guys where the Pistons ranked on that, but I clicked on it and it wouldn't take me past the number 25 where they had the first 30 to number 25, and there was a story continued icon, and I clicked on it and waited forever, and it wouldn't load. So that was that. And you know what? Since based on that experience and based on that the fact that that was the first preseason article that I could find on their website, that's probably me being done with Yahoo's NBA coverage, to be honest. Now, 538.com, who has you, if you listened last year, you know we pass along a lot of their odds and a lot of their thoughts. The Pistons are in the Carmelo rankings, which is their formula of rankings and playoff probabilities. They have the Pistons projected to be 40-42, so 40 wins over the Vegas 38.5 win over under win total, with a 59% chance of making the playoffs. And by the way, a 1% chance of making the NBA Finals. So over 1% for the Pistons of making the NBA Finals, according to 538.com. They had the Pistons as the eighth highest team in win projection total in the Eastern Conference, so read the tea leaves. They're the eighth ranked team in their playoff projections, just ahead of the Charlotte Hornets, who are projected to win 38 games, two less than Detroit, and a 48% chance of making the playoffs for them. So we'll add the Charlotte Hornets as a red letter team, and we'll talk about what red letter teams are next as I give out my predictions for the Pistons season and the NBA season as well. But Locked On NBA, it never went away, and it is still here for you every day. Locked On NBA is your daily national NBA podcast. Every Monday, you can get the local experts on the biggest stories, and then stay with Locked On NBA all week long with daily 30 minutes on everything going on in the NBA. Follow for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On NBA. Now, later on, like I said, I'm going to have my picks for the season and tell you about those red letter games. We'll be talking about that next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. And the Detroit Lions, they are back in action after the bye this weekend in Miami. Matt Derry has everything you need to know on the Locked On Lions podcast, our brother podcast, as part of the Locked On Network. You know Matt Derry from Detroit Radio. He has now a daily look at the Leos, and check it out on the network, which is the number one local sports daily podcast network. Now, red letter games is something I'll bring up throughout the season as you listen to the Locked On Pistons podcast. And for now, we're going to call the red letter games any one of the games that the Pistons have against these six opponents. And the six opponents that I'm talking about are the ones that I feel like are in the same tier with the Detroit Pistons, kind of competing for the same things that the Pistons are competing for. Now, where I have the Pistons at is the bottom of the Eastern Conference playoff race. So obviously the teams that are well above them in the Eastern Conference playoff race and the tank teams, the teams that are outside of playoff contention, I don't consider to be in this group. So the red letter games that I have the Pistons on, now on the top end, I'm calling red letter games as games against the Indiana Pacers and the Toronto Raptors. These are two teams that I don't believe are quite in that top tier of Eastern Conference playoff teams. And I know that's the Toronto Raptors, especially, is a team that many people will disagree with the fact that I put them in that group. Now, the teams that I also put them with straight right with the Pistons are the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat in terms of being right at the bottom of that Eastern Conference playoff race. And the teams that I feel that are just outside of the playoff picture, but ones that could certainly contest with teams like Detroit for the bottom of those last couple playoff spots, are the Charlotte Hornets and the Brooklyn Nets. And Brooklyn Nets, obviously, are the team that the Pistons open with on Wednesday night in the season opener tonight as we record this podcast here. I'm leaving the Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers out as teams that I don't seriously think will contend for a playoff spot. So what do we have? We have a red letter game in the opener for the Pistons. So along those lines, how I see the Eastern Conference playoff seeding shaking down this year, number one, we just saw them play tonight and blow out the Philadelphia 76ers. That's the Boston Celtics. No debate from anyone around about that. That's the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. They're going to be the one seed. The number two seed I see coming out of the Central Division, and a team that I really like coming into this season, is the Milwaukee Bucks. I think Giannis is going to be the MVP this season, and I just feel like a huge season is coming for our brothers in the Milwaukee Bucks Central Division race. They're number three in the Eastern Conference playoff seedings. I see the Philadelphia 76ers. Number four, another Central Division team with the Indiana Pacers. Number five, the Toronto Raptors, which is a lot further down than a lot of people have them. Number six, give me the Washington Wizards there. And number seven, I'm going with your Detroit Pistons with the number seven seed in the Eastern Conference, followed by the Miami Heat with number eight in the Eastern Conference, leaving out of the playoffs the Charlotte Hornets and the Brooklyn Nets at number nine and 10, respectively. My bold prediction when you're looking at the East being that I don't think Toronto is going to be the regular season juggernaut that everyone says they're going to be. I don't believe that they're a 60-win type of team. I think they're more of a high 40s-win type of team. I think that Nick Nurse is going to take some time to get his feet wet as a first-time head coach in the NBA, and I think Kawhi Leonard is going to take some time to get acclimated to his teammates and for his teammates to get acclimated with him. I think it's the best player on a team is new to that team, and I think it's going to take some time for them to adjust to each other, especially given they have an unproven first-time head coach. And, of course, Dwayne Casey was there. We know about that as Pistons fans, and we know that he was treated with a level of disrespect as he was kind of kicked out the door by Masai Ujiri and the Toronto front office. Now, like I said, the Pistons over Miami for the 7th seed and giving Miami the 8th seed. This is before any kind of Jimmy Butler trade for them. I reserve the right to adjust my thinking if Butler is shipped down to South Beach, but for those purposes, I'm acting as if Butler will stay in Minnesota. So along those lines, without further ado, here's my list of seeding for the Western Conference playoff race. I'm going to go with number one, Golden State, although I don't predict that they're going to have a huge regular season. I think they're just going to skate by as the unimpressive team that they've been to me over these past few years. Number two, I'm going with the Utah Jazz. I think they're going to be really good this year. They got a cohesive group, best defensive player in the NBA in Rudy Gobert, and a very good top player in Donovan Mitchell. And as Pistons fans, you've heard plenty about him over these past couple of years. Number three, I'm going with LeBron and the LA Lakers, a little bit higher than some folks have him. I'm going with them at the 3 seed. And number four, a little bit of a drop down for the Houston Rockets, one of the best teams in the NBA last year. I don't think that they're going to be a serious contender for the NBA title, but they'll certainly win a fair share of Western Conference games in the regular season, and they're going to be the 4 seed. Give me 5, the Denver Nuggets, as a team that's kind of got a lot of buzz as a hot team coming into some of these preseason projections. I agree with it. I think it's a very good team. They're going to be number 5 in the West. Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder at number 6. Just another unremarkable season for them. Probably another first-round playoff loss for them as well. Give me Jimmy Butler and the Minnesota Timberwolves at number 7. And Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans at number 8. A pretty strong 1-8 there in the Western Conference, and another tough playoff picture for all teams involved, including the Golden State Warriors, who I predict will be challenged a little bit in the Western Conference playoff this year. As far as the Portland Trailblazers, I'm saying that they're just out of the Western Conference playoff picture. And this is the second straight year that I'm disrespecting the Trailblazers. I think that something around that team stinks, especially after they got rolled in the first round by the New Orleans Pelicans last year. And maybe they should have been a little bit more proactive about carving this team up going forward. I think most of the experts around the league agree that the backcourt of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum really isn't a good one for the long term, especially given Terry Stotts, who's a message as a longtime coach of that team, might be getting a little bit stale right now. As far as my deep playoff predictions, Eastern Conference Finals, I'm going to go with the 1 seed again, the Boston Celtics over the Milwaukee Bucks, the 2 seed in 5 games. And again, like I said, no ESPN predictions had the Milwaukee Bucks getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, so I'm kind of going on a little bit of a limb there. And I have the Golden State Warriors getting to the finals, winning the Western Conference Finals over the LeBron James LA Lakers. We're going to take out Utah in the second round and get to the Western Conference Finals. But Golden State will take care of LeBron and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals in 5 games, setting up what will be actually a very good NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. And I know I've been hating on Golden State so far in the show, so we're going to keep that going and give the Boston Celtics the title in 7 games. The Boston Celtics, your NBA champions. So send along your predictions, your playoff teams in the West 1-8, your playoff teams in the East 1-8, your conference finals matchups, and who's going to win those series each out of 7 games there, and then do the same thing for the NBA finals as well. Send those along to Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. We'll keep tabs on those throughout the season, and we'll give a prize to who has the best predictions for the NBA season. So give us a follow, by the way, on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Give our Facebook page, Locked On Pistons-MattShook, a like there as well. Get into the discussion throughout the season and give us a rating and review on iTunes as well. And you heard me talk earlier about one of my favorite sponsors, BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com, which will help you with one of the most important parts of your life. Use promo code LOCKEDON to get a free shipment. All you got to pay is the shipping for $5 to get that Locked On special promo offer of BlueChew.com, which will help you between the sheets as if you needed any help, but you might as well add a little cherry on top of the sundae, so to speak. But this is your boy, Matt Shook, and the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. I'm excited to bring you shows every day for the rest of this season. We're just getting started here on Locked On Pistons. Have a good opening night, everyone, and enjoy the game against the Brooklyn Nets, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.